This is Dick Clark on the Unistar Radio Network with the best music one more time. Rock Roland Remember has been brought to you by Drick's Oral Sinus Medicine, Volkswagen Cars, and Jolly Time Popcorn.
Dick Clark's Rock Roland Remember.
Glad to have you with us on Rock Roland Remember. Stick around, we're going to be traveling on a journey through the best hits ever here on Rock Roland Remember. And along the way, we've got a very special artist profile of a group that took the straight-ahead approach to their rock and roll. They played the kind of music any garage band would learn to play, but they did it with kind of a polished professional musicianship that sort of separated them from the non-professional bands. And they had hits like Hanky Panky, I Think We're Alone Now, and Crystal Blue Persuasion. We're talking about Tommy James and the Shondells. And we'll kick off our profile of the group in a couple of minutes or so, but let's get the show underway here with some artists who, as big as they are, never quite managed to have a number one hit. Now, this act got as close as you can get. They hit number two a whole bunch of times. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Clearwater Revival with one of their biggest hits, and it just missed number one by a hair and peaked at number two. That was Bad Moon Rising. Now, this next act was one of the biggest attractions on Motown Records in the early days, and I was kind of surprised to learn that the leader of the group was trained in a very classical kind of music. She became the lead singer of the Vandellas, this woman, Martha Reeves.
I was trained opera. In high school, Abraham Silver not only taught me, but he taught Mary Wilson, Bobby Rogers, and Smokey Robinson on occasion. So, and Florence Ballard. So he wasn't all bad. He had some real winners. But he taught me opera. And it paid off one day because I was asked to do a Beverly Sills special on NBC, and I sang a duet with the wonderful Beverly Sills. So my training shows a little, but I still have the gospel. I think it takes a combination of a lot of things.
We'll be right back.
High-powered Motown music from Martha and the Vandellas. It was their biggest hit, and it peaked just shy at the top of the charts. The group never did make it to number one with any of their records, believe it or not. That is a true classic. That is Dancing in the Street. Now, this next California band put almost 24 singles on the pop charts, but you know what? The highest they ever got on the surveys was to number 5 with Midnight Confessions, The Grassroots. Rock and Roll by the Grassroots, Midnight Confessions. Hey, don't go away. We'll be talking with Sly of Sly and the Family Stone, Elton John and Leslie Gore, and we'll spotlight Van Morrison and highlight Marvin Gaye, and we'll be running down the happenings of our profile year of 1967, and we'll start up our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells right after this.
I remember when Herbie Hansen and I would sit for hours under his back porch, eating popcorn and discussing the merits of Mary Ann Shepherd. Herbie took both his popcorn and his women pretty seriously and was considered by many the ultimate first-grade connoisseur of both. According to Herbie, Jolly Time popcorn was an undeniably superior popcorn, the standard in popcorn against which all others must be judged. Jolly Time was incredibly light and fluffy with a heady aroma, matched only by its exquisitely delicate flavor. Herbie was always great with words. As I look back, I'd say Herbie Hansen was the foremost popcorn critic of his time. And today, as I sit munching Jolly Time, inhaling the tantalizing aroma, and remembering those days, I have one question for you, Herbie. How come you knew so much about popcorn and so little about women like Mary Ann Shepherd? Jolly Time popcorn, the great taste you grew up with.
Let's rendezvous. Let's take a romantic vacation for two.
Wine and dine and dance till dawn. So grab your toothbrush, 'cause we're gone. Let's rendezvous. Let's take a Marriott weekend for two.
The time we share, it means a lot.
Let's take America's weekend vacation at Marriott. Rendezvous at Marriott this weekend from $59 per night, not per person. Two for breakfast weekend rates are available Thursday through Sunday nights at over 165 participating Marriott hotels, resorts, and suites. Breakfast for two included. Just call 1-800-USA-WKND.
The time we share, it means a lot. Let's take America's weekend vacation at Marriott.
Availability is limited, so call 1-800-USA-WKND or your travel professional now for reservations.
Clark here to begin our special artist profile of an artist who landed his first hit, which, by the way, went all the way to number one kind of by accident. It was cut in 1961 when the man wasn't even in high school yet, and it sort of sat on the shelf for years. And that's as far as I'd like to go with the story, because I'm going to let the man himself pick up the story for you. This is Tommy James.
In 1965, I graduated from high school. I was quite out of work, very depressed one weekend, got a call from Pittsburgh. From my hometown in Niles, Michigan, where I had originally made the record. And they said, your record is number one here. I said, I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number. I almost hung up on the guy. Somebody had bootlegged the record, sold 80,000 records in 10 days. We had a regional breakout, and 4 weeks later, it was number one in the nation.
My baby does the hanky-panky.
Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich wrote that song, which took 5 long years to crack the charts, but when it did, it went all the way to number one. Hanky Panky by Tommy James and the Shondells. Of course, Jeff and Ellie were one of the top songwriting teams in rock history, and they worked in the area of the Brill Building in New York, where all of the major songwriters and the Pluggers had their offices. And they toiled away day and night coming up with songs like this next one. for the Dixie Cups, Chapel of Love.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa, birds all sing, yes, if they knew. Today's the day we'll say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. Whoa, I'll be his and he'll be mine. We'll love until the end of time, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Going to the chapel of love. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, that song's kind of apropos this time of year. That was the Dixie Cups with a song written by Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich, Chapel of Love. You know, some critics say that the so-called girl groups of the 1960s sounded dumb on their records, partly because of the innocence of the lyrics and partly because the kids in the groups were so young themselves they didn't know how to phrase yet. I don't know if that's all true, but I have a hunch that it was the very fact that they were young that made them so appealing, and their innocence was, you know, just very attractive. And the songs of the writers like Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich just seemed to fit them to a T. Now listen to this song that was taken to the top of the charts by the Crystals, Then He Kissed Me. Thank you. Top 10 for the Crystals, Then He Kissed Me. I don't know why Jeff and Ellie wrote so many hits for female acts. Maybe it was just because they had a feel for their presentation. Sometimes there was a little drama involved in their story songs, like this next one here. It was written by Jeff and Ellie and produced by George Shadow Morton. And it is sort of an atmospheric thing with the sound of the seagulls and the surf crashing. This is the Shangri-Las with Remember Walking in the Sand. Moody piece written by Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich and produced by Shadow Morton. That song was the very first hit for the Shangri-Las, Remember Walking in the Sand. Now, Jeff and Ellie often worked with Shadow Morton, but they also teamed up with the producer Phil Spector a couple of times on hits like this next one, another killer by the Crystals, To Do Run Run. I told you that was good. That was Do Run Run by the Crystals. All right, time now to go back a couple of years to 1967. For young people these days, the thing to do is to put posters on your walls. Kind of like joining a secret society that parents don't understand, or want to understand for that matter. There are stores that sell nothing but posters, and they do so at a rate of about 25,000 a month. And some of the most popular poster figures include a guitar player most of us are introduced to in 1967. He plays the weirdest chords you've ever heard. His name is Jimi Hendrix. Other figures you might find on a poster these days in 1967 include musicians like Jim Morrison of The Doors, maybe a huge peace symbol against a field of stars. Another poster has a picture of a flower on it with the words, "War is not healthy for children or other living things." Posters like these make a statement in this year of 1967, and we'll relive more of that profile year a little later on in the hour. Coming up next, we're going to hit the streets on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
If you're ready to discover the pleasures of Farfignugan, and aren't we all, you'll only discover them in a Volkswagen.
It's got fleet of foot and fast express and great and feeling, swift response and Euro drive and satisfaction. It is all in Farfignugan.
Thank you, Helga. Yes, it's that European driving experience called Farfignugan. Even if you still can't say it, you sure can enjoy it. Farfignugan. It's what makes a car a Volkswagen.
We're Flintstones kids.
You're not excited about the school pageant.
Well, the tall guys got to be trees, but they made me a bluebird. So I have to flap around at Twitter.
Well, keep eating right and taking those great-tasting Flintstones vitamins, and maybe next year you'll have grown into a tree.
Flintstones, complete with the vitamins and minerals kids need and the fun characters they love.
That's what I call complete.
10 million stars.